A coalition of a dozen states today released a draft agreement for a cap-and-trade program that supporters say could drive down greenhouse gas emissions from cars, trucks, and buses while producing billions of dollars for participating states. But opponents say the Transportation and Climate Initiative depends on a regressive gas tax that will hurt rural residents in particular. And as Fred Bever reports, whether Maine Governor Janet Mills will sign on is an open question.
The TCI, as it's known, has been in the works for nearly a decade. The new draft memorandum of agreement outlines a program which would put a lid on overall carbon emissions allowed from transportation fuels. It would require wholesale dealers to bid for allowances to sell fuel within that cap and send the auction proceeds to participating states. And supporters say that would reduce auto pollution and combat climate change while improving public health.
The beauty in this program is that it gives the states flexibility to adapt the programs to fit whatever the specific need that the state has.
Sue Ely is a staff attorney at the Natural Resources Council of Maine, one of numerous environmental groups backing the work of the TCI's collaborative of Northeast and Mid-Atlantic states from Delaware to Maine. Models released along with the draft agreement consider the effects of driving down transportation emissions by anywhere from 20 to 25% over a 10-year period. That would produce annual revenues, TCI officials say, of between $1.4 billion a year to nearly $7 billion a year. The money could be invested in public transit, in electric vehicle charging stations, or purchasing initiatives, and for public health programs aimed at communities that bear the brunt of vehicle pollution.
We are the most rural state in the nation, and that means we do have to have unique solutions crafted to address the fact that you can't get places in Maine. I mean, there's limited bus service in our metropolitan areas, but there's a lot of the state where there's no public transportation. And so what are those solutions? This program would give us the money to find those solutions and invest in them.
The program is modeled on an existing cap-and-trade effort for pollution from electricity generation called the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGGI. REGGI has sent billions of dollars to participating states, including Maine, which have then been invested in energy efficiency and other efforts to reduce costs and combat climate change. Electricity consumers have been relatively insulated from the costs of that program, but in the case of the TCI, fuel dealers might pass the auction costs directly to consumers in the form of price hikes at the gas pump. TCI's models show that in the first year, drivers could face a per-gallon price hike of between 5 and 17 cents, depending on how aggressive the overall emissions targets were. Opponents are calling that a stealth gas tax.
And it's a regressive tax.
Julie Rabinowitz is a spokeswoman for People Before Politics, a political action committee aligned with former Republican Governor Paul LePage. She says rural Mainers who need cars to get to work or medical care would be paying a tax to benefit more urban and affluent states.
Because if you are able to afford an electric vehicle or you are able to live in a more urban area that has reliable public transportation, you have transportation options where you can avoid this tax.
LePage's administration did not participate in the planning process for TCI, and while Mills has sent representatives to its meetings, she has not formally signed on. Her administration did not respond to requests for interviews with officials such as the governor's energy director or Hannah Pingree, leader of the governor's new climate council. In a brief email statement, spokeswoman Lindsey Crete says Maine would continue to monitor the TCI effort. She adds that, quote, "The challenges of climate and transportation issues for rural states like Maine are unique, and the state will be appropriately cautious when considering these issues." Environmental advocates are hopeful Mills will bring Maine on board. Phelps Turner is a transportation specialist at the Conservation Law Foundation. He notes that the draft agreement emphasizes assistance for low-income residents.
And in fact, we see the Transportation Climate Initiative as an opportunity for Maine to take a lead on reducing emissions from transportation in rural states in particular, and demonstrate how rural states can cut those emissions while providing benefits across the state.
The more states that do participate, he adds, the more effective the program will be. But already, New Hampshire Governor John Sununu has announced that his state will not sign on. That raises the prospects that if neighboring states such as Maine do sign on, their residents could be driving over to the Granite State, not just to buy liquor, but to gas up as well. After a public comment period, the TCI group aims to produce a final memorandum of agreement to be considered by the states this spring. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And you can see a full set of slides explaining the TCI program on our website, mainepublic.org.